This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, August 30, 2009. For Christ-like living. The scripture is Ephesians 6, verse 18. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Warfare doesn't normally involve just individuals. It engages whole communities. This is also true with spiritual warfare. In spiritual battle, we are to be concerned not only for ourselves, but for all of God's people. Christians need to have a global perspective of who is at the forefront of spiritual battles with the forces of evil. It's not uncommon to pray for people who are ill, who are facing hard times, or who live in an environment of persecution. Prayers for people in physical need can be heard in many places. It's less common to pray for someone's spiritual well-being. But in this world, as Paul puts it, our struggle is against the spiritual forces of evil. And when spiritual warfare is part of our daily experience, it's very difficult for any of us to have a sense of well-being. So, we all need each other's prayers, always. Praying in the Spirit for others is itself a faith-building exercise. It involves giving of ourselves for the benefit of others who are part of the body of Christ. We may not know precisely the nature of the battle or the piece of armor that is most needed in a situation, but we know of the struggle, and that is sufficient reason to pray. It is an unselfish and blessed thing to do. Praying this way is also an exercise in obedience, because we are instructed to be intercessors for all.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.